840 Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gumb, Nick Hischer. Thanks for being with us here on this Thursday morning. Well, this Sunday, the annual Galesburg Youth Fishing Derby is taking place. Always a fun event, huge event. And if you've got a child, get them out there. It's always a load of fun, and it's going to be again this year. And joining us to talk more about it, Recreation Supervisor with the City of Galesburg, Chelsea Moberg. Chelsea, good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for coming in with us. Also, a name you'll recognize. We haven't heard for a little while here on WGIL, Mr. Al Hayden. Al, good morning. How are you today?
Oh, can't beat this beautiful weather we've been having this week. This is what we've been waiting for.
Absolutely. About time it got here, right?
It's a little bit late, but it's better late than never.
All right, so the annual event, the Galesburg Youth Fishing Derby this Sunday at Lincoln Park, getting underway at noon. How many years is this now, Chelsea?
This is, geez.
Well, that's either going to be probably the 31st, 32nd. We've kind of lost count throughout the years. It started there with the sesquicentennial here in Galesburg, and 1 year it got rained out, so I don't know. It didn't get rained out because we have this event, rain or shine, but we flooded out because we had so much rain ahead of time that the park was totally flooded.
Yeah, so at least 30, 31 years, though. So
well, at least 31 or 32.
Okay. So it's been going on for a long time, and that's because it is such a good event. Well, Al, this is one thing I know near and dear to your heart because, you know, in this day and age, we talk about kids, oh, you're playing video games, we're not getting outside and doing anything. This is a chance to get your kid out there and get a chance to enjoy something that might be something that they enjoy for the rest of their life.
That's exactly true. And the next thing about it is it's something that grandma and grandpa can help with because fishing, you don't have to be young and athletic to do it. You can be old and kind of slow but still have a good time fishing, and moms and dads. And you know, it's another thing, since it is a family event, okay, you're doing something with your child rather than setting off on the side and watching them do something out there. You're doing it with them. So that's a family event, right?
Absolutely.
And it's teaching life skills.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So, you know, what's that old saying? You know, give me a fish, I eat for a day, and teach show me how to fish.
Yeah. Eat for a lifetime. Absolutely.
Correct.
Yeah. And something, yeah, you'll always be able to do. Chelsea, some of the things, it's really fun because it's a chance to, Al said, for families to eat out there. But you can kind of make a day of it because there's always food available. There's prizes and everything, too.
Yep. And if you come out right around noon, they do a casting activity to start off the day. So, and it's not even like whoever shoots it the furthest. It's just everyone who participates gets included in the possibility.
It's really about 11 o'clock. 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock is that casting activity. And then at noon is when we start the goodie line, you know, baggy line registration. Yeah.
So the casting, like what we're just like kind of showing kids how to do it or
giving them a hand like that they're casting in a bucket. But it's not who does the best. Mm-hmm. If you participate, your name goes in a bucket and we'll draw for a couple bikes, right, Chelsea?
Yep. Two brand new bicycles.
Oh, cool. So some really great prizes. And that's the thing. There's prizes involved in, and the ponds get stocked out there with, I mean, there's a few fish in there.
Let's call it stuffed.
Okay. I mean, it's almost to the point where it's hard. I'm not going to say everybody always catches one, but pretty much everybody catches one.
Right. And I know there's a lot of folks that say, I don't know anything about fishing. Well, that's fine. Come on out there because other parents are willing to help you be successful. And us as a derby committee, because it's all volunteer derby committee, we'd be more than willing to help you, you know, in whatever way you need, how to tie the hook, how to set the bobber up, how to get the bait on the hook.
Yeah, and what if for kids and families, if they don't have their own rod and reel, what is anything available for them at all? Or?
Yep, they're able to come and check out some rods from us. We just ask that they return them at the end of the event.
Yeah, I mean, I guess once you catch your fish, I mean, hey, give it back, let another child try.
Well, there are usually more pulls than what we need to pass out, because we encourage everybody to bring their own rod and reel if they have one. But if they don't, we want it available for kids that, you know, because they can try it. If they catch a fish, there's a very good possibility they'll go home with their own rod and reel, because we have a lot of rod and reels, don't we, Chelsea?
We do.
Well, the other cool thing is, I mean, like you said, there's so many fish that the ponds get pretty well stuffed that, I mean, even if you got your whatever big box store, Transformers rod and reel, you probably got a pretty good chance of catching something.
That, and besides that, even if you don't have that, if you want to, okay? I remember my first pole I had was a cane pole, okay? So you don't have to have a rod and reel, but like I said, we'll have them out there available because a lot of kids think, That's not modern technology, is stick with a string on the end of it and a bobber. But I tell you what, it catches a lot of fish.
I say it all works just the same, right?
It sure does.
Absolutely. Al Hayden joining us, also Chelsea Moberg from the city of Galesburg. The annual Galesburg Youth Fishing Derby is coming up this Sunday. The first 500 participants get themselves a goodie bag. And then there's a prize like for the first fish caught. So you got to get there. Make sure you get there early.
Yeah, well, it's not really the first fish caught. All the kids have to do, because inside that goodie bag it's kind of like a rule sheet with a ticket stapled to it.
Okay.
And once we get the derby started at 1 o'clock, because we'll have a countdown on the go, and all the kid has to do is catch a fish. Any fish, it could be a guppy. And they just bring that rascal over there to one of those six prize tables that we'll have along with that ticket. They'll surrender the fish, which we put back into the ponds, and then we'll take their ticket, and they get to select any prize on the table that they would like.
Is there a point, like a certain size fish, which is probably not that many that big, that you get to keep, or are they all going to be catch and go back in?
Well, the first fish goes back in.
Okay.
That was kind of like the way we've always set it up. After that, keep on fishing, and you know, if you want to take some fish home for supper, that's great there too, but I suppose if you really caught a monster fish, we could maybe make an exception so that way you can, you know, take that home, you know, with you. But most kids are just willing to, you know, surrender the fish and get the prize.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, you have the drawing for the bikes, but some of the other prizes, what kind of prizes are we talking about?
Oh, we got all sorts of stuff. We have a bunch of outdoor equipment, so camping things, sleeping bags. We have life jackets. We've got fishing rods. We've got lures. We have a variety of different like balls that they could have, some toys like ponies. You name it, we've got pretty much all sorts of different things. Like we've got scented Play-Doh. Depending on where they're at.
Yeah.
So if they're really about the fishing life, we'll have tons of stuff for them. And if they're not, there's other stuff too.
Yeah. So again, the Youth Fishing Derby, noon is when the derby actually get out there, gets set, but you get out there a little bit earlier than that, 11 o'clock, and the casting, you get to work on that a little bit. And the great thing, free of everybody. What's there for kids to do? This is just one of many, and this is a big thing. It's absolutely free for your kids and your grandkids and family to participate in.
Kids 3 to 15 years old are welcome to participate in this, and like it is 100% free. And like you said, the registration will start at 12 noon, and which is just getting that goodie bag. 1 o'clock is when the fishing actually begins. So kids and families that go to church and stuff still have an opportunity to get out there and get that. In the event that we run out of the goodie bags, we'll have some extra rule sheets with tickets attached, so that way the kids can at least get that part and participate in the fishing and still win a prize.
How many kids on average do you see out there? Is it kind of grown throughout the years, or just kind of depends on the weather? And it should be pretty decent. I mean, there's like right now they're saying about a 50% chance of maybe some showers on Sunday, but it should be decent though.
It's varied from year to year on there. I think here the past few, we've had as many as 1,200 kids out there some years earlier, but in recent years it's been any place between about 500 to 700 kids is what's out there. So that's why we always have extra rule sheet. But instead of packing extra goodie bags, we just go with the 500 for the first 500. And like, there's no sign up. You just walk through there and get this, okay? We give it to you.
Yep.
So, but like you said, it's all free. And as you were talking, as Chelsea was saying, there's going to be some concession food out there available. That'll be sponsored by Hy-Vee Foods. And with that, they'll have a hot dog, pop, or chips for just 50 cents each.
Really?
You can't.
Yeah.
Where can you get that?
Yeah.
Well, how much they charge at the St. Louis
ballpark? Yeah, you're talking like you could get about 50 hot dogs for there for what you pay in St. Louis for that. Man. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's that. Yeah. You can't be. So, yeah, if you get out of church or whatever, take the kids and, you can have lunch there. And it just, it's always a great time. The annual Galesburg Youth Fishing Derby. Again, it's this Sunday, Lincoln Park, with activities getting underway at 11. And, get out there early, at least by noon anyway, to try to get yourself in line and get your prize and everything. Chelsea, anything else you'd like to add about the event itself?
Just that it's a great opportunity for everybody to come out, and that they really should. There's learning opportunities as well. We'll have representatives, I think is it INDR, who come out and they...
Well, it's the Illinois Department of Natural Resources will be up there with their fisheries display up there. So... Rob will be up there. He's our fisheries biologist now, and he'll be up there with that display. And that's always pretty cool because they always have some great big old big catfish in there. And a lot of times I'll have some gars or something else that's different inside of there, too. So gives you an opportunity. And snapping turtles. Usually have
really?
Yeah, just don't get your finger down.
Exactly. Don't want to get that close to it. Al, anything else you'd like to add about the event? I know it's great. I mean, it's a great chance for kids to learn something, too.
It is a chance to learn, like I said, and it's a family event. That way you're doing something with your kid, not just taking your kid someplace for them to do it. And with all this in mind, it's rain or shine, as we said, can't put the fish back in for another weekend. So they're going to be rain or shine starting at 1 o'clock is the derby till 3 o'clock, or the prizes all, you know, we're out of prizes. And we do have a lot of prizes, so hope, you know, about every kid will have a great opportunity in getting a prize anyway.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Chelsea, Al, thanks so much for time. Appreciate it.
Thank you for letting us be on the air and promote this great program for the families.
Absolutely. It's coming up.